The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to this Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. In this podcast, I'm encouraging you as a leader, as a Christian leader, to really seek fresh revelation and anointing from God to present what is the most incredible story of man receiving salvation from the sufferings of Jesus Christ. We never want to be complacent. Jesus put in place the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup. He did that because he really wanted us to remember him in a simple way, that whatever culture and background and country you live in, these symbols of bread and wine can be very powerful to everybody. But it's important that it never becomes trivial. It never becomes thoughtless. It doesn't mean being miserable. It doesn't mean being in great fear and condemnation. It means that we remember with a seriousness, but also with a joy. Jesus didn't introduce this to make you feel bad. He introduced it so that we would feel good. We would have that sense that we are greatly loved by a living God. And so we know that Jesus submitted himself to death, to the death of the cross, and all that involved with the whipping and the scourging and with the beating by the soldiers and the rough treatment that they would have dished out in incredible anger and mockery, all of that, and the nails that pierced Jesus and stuck him to the tree, the cross, hands and feet nailed. We want to say, thank you, Jesus. You did this for me. This suffering was not necessary for you to be accepted to God, because you were the living God in human form. Now, what this is all about is providing a way of escape, a way of salvation for sinful men and women like me and like you, that we might be rescued from our hostility and pride and selfishness, that we might be brought near to God. The death of Jesus dying for us. Satan had power because of our sin, but the cross of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. And again, I know many of you listening will be familiar with these words, but it's not the familiarity that I'm challenging you about. It's the fact that this is the most significant event in history. Do you know that when you get to heaven, you will see those nail-pierced hands and those feet where Jesus was nailed to the cross? And it will be a reminder, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. For he was slain for us. His blood was shed for us. He died so that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, so that we at last could go to heaven, saved by his precious blood. And as we think about Jesus giving his life for us, there are so many phrases that one could think of. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And they certainly didn't. They didn't realize at all that the creator of the world, they were taking his life. But what we also know is that there's a sense, not in which they were taking life, but there was a powerful sense that what was happening was that Jesus was giving his life. People crucified had no choice. Even if they were not guilty and they had been misrepresented, false identity, they hadn't been involved in whatever they're being accused of. But with Jesus, he is entirely innocent. He truly has done nothing wrong, and he is submitting himself to suffering and dying for you and for me. Hallelujah. You can never, ever understand that fully, but that is what is happening, giving up his life for you. And it's just incredible to seek to grasp, but let's try to grasp it again. He who knew no sin became sin for us. There are so many passages. Read the last chapters of Matthew, of Mark, of Luke, and of John, and you will have in those chapters clear description of Jesus suffering and dying on the cross for you and for me. But remember, and I know you will, that the cry of Jesus was not because of the agony of the physical suffering, though indeed it was severe. My God, why have you forsaken me? That cry was because Jesus became sin in that moment. And the pain of separation from his Father, this is behind the curtain being ripped from top to bottom. This is behind the earthquake. This is behind the darkness that comes over the land. All these things were signs of a spiritual suffering that we, by God's grace, will never taste as we put our trust in Jesus. Praise the Lord, he died for me. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.